No. It's happened many times way far back in history, but it happened during Grandfather's time too, when the wars came and the population of the English dwindled, and after that we had room to spread out more. Amos shrugged and his shoulders dropped.
Right. And this time, there's nowhere to go. But why must you go all the way to another planet? And why must Mother and Father never hear from you ever again?
When our people left Germany, Holland, and France to come to Pennsylvania, do you think they kept in touch with the old places after that? They didn't rush home for weddings or funerals, Amos. It was too far away, and the travel was too expensive and too dangerous. There were no phones, and letters were expensive. Our people were never much for those forms of communication anyway. Jed looked at his brother and slapped him on the back. Once I leave for New Pennsylvania, I'll be in a place where it's impossible to communicate back to here. The ships that take us there, they never come back. It's a one-way voyage because those machines travel millions and millions of miles while we just sleep away there in the pods. Jed looked at his brother and smiled. Don't be sad, little brother. It will only be a few years before you can come too. In fact, if the Lord wills it, when you start on your own journey, you'll already be on your way by rocket ship before I even get there. Hopefully, I'll have a place set up for us by the time you arrive, and we'll work the farm together. Amos shuffled his feet, his eyes down and his voice lowered, almost in a mumble.
Why can't Mother and Father join us? Why don't we all, everyone in the community, travel together at the same time?
While they talked, Jed poured the milk into a stainless steel vat, closed the lid, then unhooked Zoe from the tether that kept her in the milking stall. He backed her out and then walked with her out of the barn and into the southwest paddock. Amos followed with his hands thrust deeply into the pockets of his black broadfall pants. You know the answers to those questions, Amos. They want young people, 18 to 25 only. They need people to work the land, and the pioneers who go will need every advantage they can get. It's going to be tough starting out. The new colony cannot yet afford to take care of the elderly and the infirm. Besides, Mother and Father don't want to go. This has always been their home, and though they support us going when it's our time, they agree with the elders. Only those who are needed should go. Jed unhooked the lead from Zoe's halter, and she walked only a few steps away before she started grazing on the lush grass. He folded up her lead and stuck it in his front pocket, and as he continued trying to soothe and placate his troubled brother, the two walked across the paddock.
18 to 25 is the perfect age anyway. The younger children can work the farms here, and those who immigrate are the ones who would just be starting to look for their own land and new farms. Well, there aren't many farms to find anymore. So pioneering is the new thing. But it's not new. Like I said before, our people have been doing it since the beginning. There's nothing really new in this at all.
Amos looked up as he followed his brother to the pump near the paddock fence. Jed pumped the handle, and when the cool, clear water came bursting forth, Amos scrubbed the milk pail under it until it was spotless. The grass grew thick and lush around their feet, and the water that splashed over it formed into glassy droplets on the blades and made the grass glisten.
What if something bad happens to the ship along the way? What if it crashes, or you die?
What if we were both struck by lightning right here in this field?
Everyone dies, Amos. Zoe might have kicked either one of us in the head just now, and it would be over. Just like that. He snapped his fingers.
Well, I think taking a spaceship to another galaxy is a little more dangerous than milking Zoe, brother.
Maybe, but we wouldn't be here milking Zoe if our ancestors hadn't braved the voyage to a new world. They came to escape religious bigotry and persecution, and to find new lands to farm. That's the same reason I'm going to New Pennsylvania.
Are you all ready to go?
I am. They don't let you take much, so I don't have to pack. Basically, you get there with what you're wearing and not much more. They expect me to buy everything new when I arrive. That's why I've been saving money.
And you won't change your mind?
I will not.
Okay, brother. Then I'll come after you. 4 more years and I'll be old enough. Besides, I'd like to see Matthias again. It's been a year since he emigrated. It's funny to think that he's been gone a year and he's not even there yet. It'll be nice to see him again.
Jed smiled.